American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Today, a North Carolina appeals court directed that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name be taken off state ballots for president, blocking the planned distribution of absentee ballots later in the day in what would have been the first that were sent out nationally for the November 5th elections. The intermediate-level Court of Appeals issued an order granting the request of Kennedy's attorneys to halt the mailing of ballots with his name. The court also told a trial judge to issue an order telling the State Board of Elections to distribute ballots without Kennedy's name on them. Fox legal contributor Carrie Urban talked about the effects of Judge Juan Merchan's delay of sentencing in former President Donald Trump's hush money case until November 26th.
As unfair as I've thought this whole proceeding has been against Donald Trump, it was remarkable to me to see how much the polls would go up in his favor every time something bad happened, especially in this case. And, you know, given the closeness of the race right now, you can't help but wonder, had he been sentenced or Shannon and I were just discussing this in any way, house arrest, you name it, whatever it was, it's possible that he could have really leveraged that to his advantage because it's only helped him thus far.
The sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th, about 7 weeks before Election Day. Fox reports the Appalachian High School shooting suspect Colt Gray is expected to face additional charges following Wednesday's attack, according to Jackson County District Attorney Brad Smith. Smith said the 9 people who were injured in the shooting were never accounted for in the charges that Gray currently faces. So far, Gray has been charged with 4 counts of felony murder, 1 for each person killed. And the topic of guns used for violence at schools is again a sad but big issue in the news, with the Georgia shooting this week, as well as the recently revealed writings of the Covenant school shooter in Nashville in 2023. The Tennessee Star published 90 pages of her writings. Dr. Jennifer Bowens, FRC's director of the Center for Family Studies, joined Washington Watch.
That we're both having a mental health and spiritual crisis. And there's just no one factor that contributes to this problem. We've been building for some time, for decades, I'd say, kind of creating a container, if you will, for a lot of these mental health issues. And what we're seeing right now is a lot of the fruit of the breakdown in families.
She said the rise of social media use, which is allegedly designed to bring us together, tears us apart. And that's a big issue. She said we are seeing an outgrowth of people's lack of connection.
Kids are growing up in homes where they're not connected to a primary caregiver. So that has all kinds of implications. We've known that for years. But in addition to that, we have these ideologies, these radical ideologies that are sort of filling in the gap. You know, and when we turn to this whole issue with the Nashville shooter, we can readily see that this is a young woman who obviously was indoctrinated at some level.
A conservative think tank founded by former Vice President Mike Pence sent a letter to select universities urging them to keep Jewish students safe in the upcoming school year. Here's a report from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
Advancing American Freedom is urging university presidents to make sure their campuses, quote, do not once again devolve into cesspools of rancid anti-Semitism. Elizabeth Mitchell of the Daily Signal reports the universities of Pennsylvania, Harvard, and George Washington all received letters.
They cited a poll showing that the majority of Jewish students do not feel safe on campus. 60% feel unsafe, and 40% feel compelled to hide their Jewish identity.
She says protests have already resumed at George Washington University, with anti-Israel, pro-Palestine groups leading a march through campus last week.
I think we definitely need to see presidents being held accountable and their feet put to the fire by Americans for failing to protect Jewish students.
She also comments that there appears to be a real lack of urgency on the part of university presidents in protecting Jewish students.
See more at AFN.net.